Good morning.
大家早。
Very glad to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够跟大家一起。
I don't always get to come over here very often.
我不是太经常到这边来。
So it's always a privilege for me to be here.
所以我觉得很荣幸今天能在这边跟大家一起。
But I think the reason why I'm here today.
但是今天在这里主要的原因。
Because Pastor Troy got back from a long trip and I think he's still jet lagged.
主要是因为蔡牧师从那个短宣队回来，他还在这个时差当中。
I want to thank Kathy for being my translator.
我今天会是他的翻译者。
All my translators make me sound better than I really am.
所以希望这个翻译可以能够翻译到他想要做的东西。
Let's pray together.
让我一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
感谢你让我们有敬拜你的机会。
And I pray that you would speak to us through your word.
我们祷告能够你借着你的借着你的话语来跟我们讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I've been at Golden Gate Christian Church for this is the beginning of my eighth year.
这是我在金门教会第八年了。
And really enjoyed my time here.
我非常享受我在这边的时间。
I have two children.
我有两个小孩。
My youngest is a daughter.
我最小的那一个是一个女儿。
This coming fall she'll be attending high school.
在来临的这个学期呢，她就会开始上高中。
My oldest is a son.
我最大那小孩是我的儿子。
And this fall he'll be attending college.
在学期开始，他就会要上大学了。
So time really flies.
这时间实在是过得太快了。
But I've discovered about San Francisco.
但我发现在三藩市里头
there aren't that many colleges in San Francisco.
不是有在三藩市里面没有很多的大学。
You can probably count them on one hand.
可能你用你一只手就可以把他们全数出来了。
That's why many students actually go outside of San Francisco to attend college.
所以很多时候很多的学生他们是选择在三藩市以外的地方去上大学。
And that'll be true for my son also.
我的儿子就是其中一个。
Now, I'm older than I look.
我的年纪是比我的长就是你我的样子实际上是更大的。
So I actually got married a little bit later in life.
我比较晚的时候才结婚。
And had children a little bit later in life.
在比较晚的时候才有这个小孩。
So I want to spend as much time as possible with my children.
所以我会尽量想用我说我可有的时间跟我的小孩相处。
Now I know we have cell phones.
我们现在我们大家都有电话。
And we have a video conferencing.
我们可以通过这些视频来聊天谈话。
But there's nothing like face-to-face interaction, conversations.
但是相对的来说，我们面对面的交谈可能相对来说就少了。
And I'll admit to all of you.
我会向大家都承认。
That when my son leaves for college.
当我的儿子离开家里去上大学的时候。
That I will probably be more sad than he is.
我可能比他更伤心。
I will miss him a lot.
我会非常的想念他。
Even though he may not be that far away.
可能他其实没有离我很远。
But you know, I have a son who's going away to college.
但是你知道，当你有一个儿子要离开家里去上大学。
That's a good reason to go away from home.
这是一个很好的原因离开家里。
But I think there are families that have children who leave home under bad circumstances.
但是我相信有一些家庭他们里面的成员他可能是因为一些不好的原因离开家里的。
The child doesn't like the family anymore.
可能是小孩不再喜欢这个家了。
Or there's a big fight and the child wants to leave the family.
或者在这个家庭里面有很大的这个误会很大的争吵所以这个小孩他决定要离开这个家。
Or the father kicks the child out of the home.
或者家里的父亲把小孩赶出去了。
Those are difficult times.
那些都是非常困难的一个时候。
You know, and being a parent is not easy.
我想作为一个父母是非常不容易的。
It takes a certain kind of patience.
这需要很多的耐心。
A certain kind of character.
很多一些好的性格。
A certain kind of heart.
也需要很有爱心。
And most times, most parents are overjoyed with their children.
大多的时候，我相信父母都非常享受跟他们的孩子相处的时间。
But there are times when a child causes a parent heartache.
但是很有一些时候孩子可能会让他们的父母非常的心痛。
When the child does not love Jesus.
可能当他们不爱耶稣。
When they do sinful things.
或者他们做一些不好的事情。
When they hurt your feelings.
他令你很伤心。
When they hate their siblings.
或者他讨厌他的弟兄姐妹。
Today we have a story about a child like that.
今天我们所讲的这样一个故事就是关于这样一个的小孩。
Let me set up the story.
让我们给大家一些提示。
This comes from the Gospel of Luke, and in chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, we read this.
这是从路加福音15章里面的。
It says, the tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people and even eating with them.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
So Jesus is very popular now.
耶稣是非常受欢迎的。
And many people follow him whenever he goes to different towns.
当他去到不同的地方的时候，都有很多人跟随他。
This story tells us that there were people who were considered bad in society.
在这个故事当中有一些人就是在当时的社会里面他们会被认为是一个罪人。
And there were the religious teachers who were considered the good people.
有一些非常有信仰的人或者他们会分别出来觉得他们是一个好人。
So Jesus wants to make a point very clear here.
但是耶稣在这里要提到一点。
And he tells them three parables.
他会通过三个寓言来告诉大家。
A parable is just a short story.
所以寓言就是一个很短的故事。
And a parable has one main point.
这些寓言都会有一个主要的观点。
The first parable he tells is about a shepherd who has 100 sheep.
第一个寓言他讲到有一个牧人他有100只羊。
And he loves the sheep.
他很爱他的羊。
And so he counts them one day and he says 97, 98, 99...
所以每一天他就数就从99只98 97一直数他的羊。
And he discovers one of them is missing.
然后他发现其中一只不见了。
So he leaves the 99 to find this one sheep.
所以他放下他那99只羊然后去找他那一只遗失了的羊。
And when he finds it, he's overjoyed.
所以当他找到那一只羊的时候他是非常的高兴。
The second parable is a woman who owns 10 silver coins.
第二个预言讲到一个妇女她只有十个银钱。
She counts them.
她也数她。
So 7, 8, 9.
她也就是数啊就是有七个八个九个这样。
She can't find her 10th coin.
但是她找不到全部的十个。
She knows it's in the house.
她知道她一定是在这个家里面的。
So she cleans and sweeps through the entire house.
所以就是在整个家清洁啊到处的找啊。
So she finds that one coin.
所以最终他找到这个这最后的一个。
And she rejoices.
所以他非常的高兴。
There's components of each story, parts of each story.
所以这些故事当中它的组成。
That are similar.
都是非常相像的。
There's something valuable that is lost.
就有一些非常值钱的东西不见了。
And the owner seeks after them.
所以那个主人呢他会尽全力的去找。
And when that thing that is lost is found, there's rejoicing.
当他找到的时候他是非常的欢喜快乐。
The third parable,
第三个寓言
is slightly different,
就是有一点点不一样了。
But it's a story about a father with two sons.
这个故事讲到一个父亲还有他的两个儿子。
In Luke chapter 15, verse 11, it tells us this. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons.And a few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land.
所以路加福音十五章十一到十三节说到，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家产分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
In that culture, the children, the sons of the family, will get a share of the inheritance.
就是在那个时候的文化传统当中，一个家庭里面的儿子，他们会能够分到他们家里的一些财产。
after the father passes away.
那只是当他们的父亲离世了才会有。
This younger son wants his share before the father dies.
那这个年就是小的儿子，他竟然是想说，他父亲还在世的时候，他就想要分这个财产。
And for some reason, the father agrees to this.
但不知道为什么这个爸爸竟然同意了。
Now in those days, the father did not simply write a check.
就在那个时候，在那时候，就是父亲他们通常不会像我们今天这样，我们就可以写一张支票啊。
The inheritance is in physical things, physical goods.
所以在那个时候，通常的遗产都是很真实的一些啊物品。
Okay, son, here's your inheritance. Here's 100 cattle. Here's 15 tents. Here's all the supplies.
就好像说他们可能有啊100只牛啊，50只羊啊，就是这些东西都很实在的一些物品。
The younger son doesn't want that.
但是这个儿子他不想要这些东西。
So he takes all of it and he sells everything.
所以他拿了他应得的那一部分，他就拿去卖了。
And he took his cash.
所以他都拿到就是这些金钱。
And this is what he does. Verse 13, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living.
就像在十三节这里说到，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
We're not sure what this wild living was all about.
我们不太知道，就是他这里说到，就是任意放荡啊，是指的是什么？
Probably spent it on food.
他可能就用来买吃的。
Alcohol.
买喝的。
Women.
就是跟一些妇女的。
Gambling.
啊，赌博。
Right, gave a lot of his money away.
或者直接就是把他的钱财花用开了。
But it did not last.
但是他不能坚持太久。
Verse 14 tells us this, about the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything.
在十四到十六节这里说到，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那个人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
So he ran into some bad luck.
所以这个小儿子是非常不幸的。
His money ran out.
他的钱用光了。
And there was a famine in the land.
然后又遇到这个饥荒。
He couldn't get a respectable, decent-paying job.
他找不到一份很像样的或者一份很正经的工作。
Became a worker feeding pigs.
他只可以做一个就是喂猪的员工。
Which in the Jewish culture, pigs were unclean animals.
在这个犹太人的这个的文化当中，其实猪是非常的不洁净的。
And his job didn't provide much of a salary because he couldn't really buy food because he was looking at the pig's food.
所以他的这一份工作也没有能够给他充足的这个工资，好让他能够去买东西吃啊，这样他只是看到就是猪的猪食他都想要吃。
And he wasn't a good beggar because no one gave him anything.
他也没有就是像一些很成功的乞丐那样，他向别人讨，但是都讨不到。
We're not told how long this went on.But verse 17 tells us that when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, At home, even the hired servants have enough food to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son.Please take me on as a hired servant.
我们不知道他的状况维持多久，但在圣经里面，从十七章到十七节到十九节这里说到，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。”
He realizes that his father's servants are treated well and fed well.
他发现他爸就是他父亲家里的雇工，他们是有很好的待遇，而且也有充足的食物。
So he comes up with a plan to ask for a job, to beg for a job from his father.
所以他就有这样一个计划，他回到他父亲那里去请求父亲可以给他一个工作。
He's going to go back home and say he sinned, he's not worthy.Please hire me.
所以他想要回到家跟他父亲认错，告诉认他的过去所犯的过错，只求他的父亲可以给他一份工作，招他做工。
He has nothing left.
他已经什么都没有了。
No good options.
他也没有更好的选择。
Nowhere to go.
也没有其他地方可以去。
So verse 20 tells us he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming.
所以第二十节里面说到，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见。
Now, many human fathers would say something like this.
很多时候，就是有一些的父亲都会这样说。
Oh, you're in big trouble.
你糟糕了。
I'm going to punish you.
我就会惩罚你。
You're going to pay back everything you took.
你要把你所之前所得到的都要还回来。
I would say things like that.
我就会说这些话了。
But before the younger son could really say anything, verse 20 tells us that he was filled with love and compassion. The father was filled with love and compassion, and he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son.
在这个小儿子要开口说话之前，圣经里面就在说，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
The father doesn't even hear what the son is saying.
那这个父亲完全没有听到他儿子所讲的话。
In verse 22, it tells us the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf that we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, and now he has returned to life. He was lost, and now he is found."
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
So the party began.
所以他们就有一个宴会了。
Now this must have caused great confusion for the younger son.
所以这其实对于这个小儿子来说，他是很不清楚状况，不知道为什么会发生这个事情。
Usually when you do something wrong, there is punishment, there are consequences.
通常你做错事的时候，它后果可能都是惩罚。
And this also caused great confusion for the older son.
同时对他大的那一个儿子也造成一个很大的困扰。
This older son stayed home.
这个大的儿子他留在家里。
He was obedient.
他非常的遵从。
He worked hard.
他也工作非常的勤劳。
And this is what happened with the younger son.
但是这个时候
I'm sorry, the older son.
这是这个大儿子的境况。
Verse 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants what was going on. Your brother is back, he was told, and your father has killed the fattened calf, and we are celebrating because of his safe return.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，就把肥牛肚宰了。”
And the older son says, "Yay, younger brother's back. Let's party together. I want to welcome him back home."
所以那个大儿子会不会说啊，太好了，我的弟兄回来了，我们要跟他一起欢乐呢？
No, he doesn't say that.
他没有这样说。
Verse 28 tells us the older brother was angry and would not go inside the house, and his father came out and begged him.
二十八节这里说到，大儿子却生气，不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
And this is the older son's thoughts.
这是大儿子的想法。
Verse 29. The older son replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And all the time you never gave me one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf."
大儿子是这样说的，他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和我的朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。
Now we get an idea of how the older son feels about his place in the family.
所以在这个时候，我们大概都可以感受到，就是大儿子当初在这个家里的感受是怎么样。
He says, "I've slaved for you all these years."
他说，我为你做工 这么多年来一直的为你做工。
He considers himself a slave.
他把他自己看成就像一个奴仆，奴隶一样。
He says, you never gave me a goat.
但是你从来没有给过一只山羊羔。
But what he's thinking is, you never gave me a goat so I can have a good dinner with the family. He doesn't say that. He wants to have a party with his friends.
他在这里说到并不是他想要有一只山羊羔跟他的家人来分享, 乃是说他想要有这样一个山羊羔可以跟他的朋友一同快乐。
He doesn't like his younger brother.
他不喜欢他的小弟弟。
He says, when this younger son of yours came back, he doesn't say, when this brother of mine came back.
他的回答是说当你的小儿子回来，而不是说我的小弟弟回来。
And so the father says to the older son,
所以爸爸就这样，这个父亲就这样跟他的大儿子说。
Verse 31, he said, look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。And
his father says to his older son, you'll always have a place in this home.
这个爸爸就跟这个大儿子说，你在这个家永远都有你的地位。But
let's rejoice now because your younger brother has come home.
但是在这个时候，让我们一同的欢喜快乐来庆祝你的弟弟回来了。And
this is how the story ends.
这就是这个故事的结局。We
don't know how the older son responded.
我们不知道之后这个大儿子是怎么样的回应。
We don't know if he went inside the house.
我们不知道他最后有没有走回到家里去。
We don't know if he stayed angry.
还是他继续非常的恼怒。
Usually when we read the story, we read it as a story of forgiveness.
通常我们看到读到这个预言的时候，我们读到意思都是教导我们怎样去饶恕宽恕。
The younger son leaves the home with a lot of money.
那个小儿子离开家里，把家里很多的财产都带走了。
Spends it, he wastes it.
用光了，花费了。Returns
home, asks for forgiveness.
然后才回到家，请求原谅。Father
grants forgiveness.
父亲给予他这个宽恕。The
older son has a bad attitude.
大儿子就有一个非常差的态度。And
as far as we know, never asked for forgiveness.
他从来没有请求任何的原谅或者饶恕。But
as I read the story more,
当我更多的读这个预言的时候，I
think there's a bigger theme, a bigger idea to this story.
我觉得这里所告诉的教导更大更多。And
that is the idea of grace.
就是这个恩典的教导。How
do we define grace?
我们怎样来解释恩典呢？
Grace is favor granted toward the unworthy.
恩典就是去恩待那些不值得被爱的人。And
one person does something that's beneficial or nice to someone who hasn't earned it.
就是对一个不值得的人去做一些好的事情，恩待的事情。
So for the younger son,
就是对小儿子来说,
the father gives him his share of the inheritance.
父亲把他应该得的那一份财产给他了。
Father did not have to do that.
那个爸爸不一定要这样做的。
Father sees the son in the distance, runs to him, embraces him. Father does not have to do that.
就是这个爸爸远远看到他的儿子的时候, 他就冲过去跑过去拥抱他, 但其实这个父亲不需要做这个事情。
The father restores the younger son's status in the family. He does not have to do that.
这个父亲重新把这个小儿子的位分,在家里的位分重新给他, 但是他不需要,其实不需要这样做的。
When the older son refuses to come into the house and he's angry,
当这个大儿子很生气,拒绝进到家里来的时候,
the father himself goes outside of the house to his older son and encourages him to come in.
这个爸爸就直接去跑出去跟这个大儿子来劝告说,请他回到家里。
The father does not have to do that.
这个父亲不一定要做这个事情。
The father reminds the older son of his place in the family and it's secure.
这个爸爸也提醒大儿子,他在家里的位分是有保证的,他是有的。
The father does not have to do that.
这父亲不一定要这样做。
So the father doesn't have to do any of the things he actually does to his younger and older sons, but he does.
对于这两个儿子,很多的事情,这个父亲都不一定要做的,但他还是做了。
And that's the idea of grace.
那就是这个恩典的意义。
It's favor granted towards someone who is unworthy.
就是去恩待那些不值得被爱的人。
In English, we refer to the story as the prodigal son.
在英文当中，或者在很多的一些这个翻译当中，我们会翻译成这一个浪子或者一个放荡的儿子。
So when we think of the story, we think of prodigal as someone who has done something wrong, runs away, comes back and is forgiven.
当我们听到这个放荡的或者浪子这个词呢，我们都会想到就是有一个人他很无度的花费金钱啊，他拿到他的东西就是过度的花费奢侈。
But the word prodigal actually does not have that definition.
但是这个 prodigal 这个放荡的词不只是单单这样的意思。
Prodigal means spending money or resources freely or wildly, wastefully, extravagant.
所以在作为一个形容词，这里讲到是自如就没有无度的花费金钱或者资源，浪费奢侈。
It's having or giving something on an excessive scale.
过度拥有或给予某些东西。
A person who's a prodigal is a person who spends resources in wildly extravagant ways.
作为名词来讲，这是我们经常会听到，这是一个败家的，就是一个人他非常浪费，非常奢侈。
So when we look at the definition,
当我们看这个这个词的解释的时候
，we see the words extravagant, freely.
我们看到这个有这些词就是奢侈无度。
So those are sort of positive terms.
在某些方面看来，这是一个正面的词。
So a prodigal is using their resources beyond the limits of necessity.
就是这里奢侈就是说我们有时候用了一些很多的资源，其实我们是不需要用到的。
So let's talk about the Jewish culture for a moment to give some context.
那我们也再一次来看看从犹太的传统里面来看这个。
Remember, in this story, the father runs to meet his younger son who's coming from a distance.
记得在故事当中，当这个父亲远远看到了他的儿子，他就跑过去。
Remember, Jesus is not telling us the story. He's telling the Jewish people who have gathered around him the story.
就是在当时的情况当中，耶稣所讲这个故事的时候，他的听众都是那些犹太人。
And for Jewish people listening to Jesus say that the father ran to his son would be shocking.
所以对犹太人来说，当他们听到这个父亲跑向他的儿子的时候，他们会觉得非常的震惊。
In that day, older Jewish men never ran.
在那个时候，就是长辈的犹太人，他们从来都不会跑的。
It's undignified. It's improper.
这是非常不体面的，不合适的。
For an older man to run, he would have to pull up his tunic, his robe, so he would not trip.
因为那时候如果一个年长的犹太人他要跑的话，他就要拿起脱起他的长袍，当他跑的时候不会被绊倒。
And in pulling up his tunic, he would show his legs, his bare legs.
当他们就是拿起他们的长袍的时候呢，就会露出他们那光的脚。
And in that culture, it was humiliating and shameful for an older man to show his bare legs.
在那时候的文化当中，如果把光着的脚裸露出来是非常羞辱、非常可耻的。
So if it was shameful for a man, older man to run and show his legs in that culture, why does the father in our story do that?
所以如果在那时候光着脚跑是非常羞耻、羞辱的，但为什么这个父亲会这样做呢？
Again, let's talk about Jewish culture of that day.
再一次，我们如果回到当时的犹太传统里头。
If a Jewish son lost his inheritance and the Jewish son tried to return home, the community would perform a Jewish ceremony.
就是那个时候，如果一个犹太人的儿子他都失去他所有的财产，然后要选择重新回到他的家里面，那时候的人他们会进行一个仪式。
This Jewish ceremony is called kazaza. That's a Jewish word.
所以这个仪式在犹太文里面叫做 kazaza.
It's actually not a welcoming home ceremony.
这不是一个很欢迎人的一个仪式。
It's just the opposite.
它是相反的。
The community would see the young son coming in home.
当在住在那里的人看到这个儿子从远处往他的家回来的时候
，and the community would rush out to meet him outside of the town.
他们的人就会冲出去，在这个城市的边缘，就会去那里 见到这个儿子。
They would stop him from entering the village.
他们会 让他不能进到他们的村子里头。
They would take a big clay pot and smash it in front of him.
他们会拿一个很大的这个瓦盆在他面前打烂。
And they would say, "You are no longer welcome here."
告诉他，他是在这里是不受欢迎的。
You have shamed and dishonored your father.
你让你的家人，你的父亲蒙羞。
And the community would reject the son.
他们会拒绝这个儿子回来。
To protect the father.
好让他们可以保护这个父亲。
So why does the father in our story run to meet his son?
那为什么在我们今天故事当中的这个父亲，他竟然会跑向他的儿子呢？
He does it so that he can get to his son before the rest of the townspeople can get to his son.
他这样做的原因是想要在众人去到他儿子面前，他先到了，去保护他的儿子。
And everyone in the town is trying to keep up with the father who's running towards his son.
他们那个村子里面的人都想要追着这个父亲，想要 阻止这个儿子进来。
And what they see is a father who welcomes back and embraces and accepts his son back into the family.
当他们所看到，就是这个父亲没有拒绝他的儿子，他欢迎这个儿子回到他们家中。
And in running out to his son, the father had to pull up his tunic, bare his legs.
以致他要跑到他儿子那里，这个父亲必须先把他的这个长袍卷起来，然后跑过去。
Father had to shame himself.
这个父亲其实他是要 他这样的动作是会让他自己蒙羞的。
So that his son would not be shamed.
但是他这样做了，他的儿子反而就不会受到这个羞辱。
The real prodigal in the story is the father.
所以在这个故事当中，真正的预言是关于这个父亲。
Remember our definition.
记得我们的刚才所讲的解释。
A prodigal means to be wildly extravagant, excessive.
这个 prodigal 这个放荡的意义就是他会用 非常奢侈的一些 去用他的资源。
The father in this story is the most extravagant character of them all.
所以在这个故事当中，其实这个父亲乃是那个最奢侈的人。
The younger son says, "I want my inheritance. I wish you were dead."
所以他小儿子当初是跟他说，我想要我的财产，我是希望你死了。
But the father welcomes him back home.
但是到后来，这个父亲还是欢迎他的小儿子回来。
The older son disrespects him.
这个大儿子就不再尊敬他了。
But the father says, "Everything I have is yours."
但是父亲对他说，我所有的东西都是你的。
The father in this story is the prodigal.
所以在这个故事当中，这个父亲才是这个最大方的人。
And your heavenly father has taken the shame that you so deserve upon himself.
所以你的天父其实也是一样，他承受了你的羞辱。
Where Jesus took our guilt when he went to the cross.
所以 耶稣他在十字架上自愿地承受了我们的羞辱的罪孽。
He took our shame and our humiliation so that we would not have to bear it.
他承受了我们的羞辱，好让我们能够得到宽恕。
That all of us are forgiven, restored, accepted.
所以我们是被蒙宽恕了，我们被复兴，我们同时也被接受了。
We are like those sons in this story.
我们就像这个故事当中的那些儿子。
And God our Father, through Jesus Christ, has taken our shame upon himself.
所以上帝通过主耶稣基督来挪去我们的罪孽，挪去我们的羞辱。
So that we could be restored into his family.
所以我们能够重生，我们能够重新回到他的家中。
The Bible teaches us this all the time.
所以圣经经常教导我们这些东西。
For example, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God."
譬如在约翰一书三章一节说，你看天父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
It's a great love, lavished, excessively given to us.
这是一个很伟大的爱, 没有计较的给了我们。
None of us are worthy of that.
我们没有一个是配得的。
Ephesians 3 says, "Now all glory to God who is able through his mighty work, mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or to think."
以弗所书三章二十节，神能照这运行在我们心里的，大力充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
God's work is mighty and powerful in us.
所以神的工作是非常的伟大的。
Anything that we can dream about, anything we can think about, God has so much more in store for us.
我们所想的，我们所能够想到的，都只是很有限，神能所想到的是大大高于我们所想的。
So I think all of us in this room can relate to one of the two sons.
所以我想我们当中，我们每一个人，我们要不就是可能跟这个小儿子比较像，或者跟这个大儿子比较像。
Some of us can relate to the younger son.
可能有一些比较偏向这个年纪，小的儿子。
Living a life of sin.
可能一直过着这个蒙羞的生活。
Selfishness.
非常的自私。
Doing whatever we want to do.
只是尽情的做他自己想要做的事情。
And our Heavenly Father says, come home.
但是我们的天父说，回来吧。
You're accepted, you're forgiven.
我原谅你了，你是被接受的。
Some of us can identify with the older son.
可能有一些，我们有一些当中比较偏向这个大儿子。
Been working hard to please God.
我们非常努力的去讨神喜悦。
Trying to earn God's approval.
我们想要得到上帝的赞赏。
You have a heavenly father who says you don't need to do that.
但是你天父跟你说你不需要做这个事情的。
You are already home.
你已经跟我在一起了。
Just accept the unconditional love that I give you.
就是接受我无条件的爱。
So when I read this parable for many, many years, I always felt the need to be one of the sons, choose between one of the two.
这么多年来，当我每次看到这个故事的时候，我总是觉得我需要选一边站，要不就是站在大儿子这边，要不站在小儿子这边。
I was always choosing between two imperfect characters.
所以我经常在这两个不完美的角色当中来选择。
Remember, there's three characters in the story.
但是要记得，其实这当中还有第三个角色。
The younger son.
小儿子。
Older son.
大儿子。
And the father.
还有父亲。
And so I believe Jesus wants us to look at the Father also.
所以我相信耶稣在这里是想要我们学习这个父亲。
And I believe that Jesus is asking us to also be like the Father in this story.
他希望我们学习能够更像这个父亲。
A Father who's full of grace.
一个非常有恩典的父亲。
He shows it by being loving.
他显示出他的慈爱。
And patient.
他的耐心。
And kind.
他的善良。
And merciful.
他的仁慈。
And generous.
还有他的慷慨。
I'm not saying that we should be God.
我不是说我们要成为神。
I'm saying we should be like God.
但是我们需要活着更像神。
All of us in this room are created in the image of God.
因为我们在座的每一位当中都是按着神的形象而造的。
And because God is a gracious God.
因为神是一个蛮有恩典的神。
We can also express grace to one another.
我们也可以传递他的恩典在我们身边的人当中。
So I want us to imagine for a moment.
所以我希望大家来想象一下。
Instead of putting the people that we know into two categories,
与其把我们身边我们认识的人把他们规范为这两类人。
And thinking of them, oh, you're like the younger son, or oh, you're like the older son.
去判断说，哦，你好像比较像这个小儿子，或者你好像比较偏向这个大儿子的性格。
I want you to think, how can you be more like the father who shows excessive grace?
与其去分他们不同的种类，我希望大家能想想，我怎么能够成为像这个父亲一样，能够有这个满满的恩典去跟我身边的人来分享。
How can you show people grace who have hurt you?
你怎么向那些曾经伤害过你的人来传递你的恩典？
Who are angry with you?
或者那些非常恼怒你的人？
Who have turned away from you?
或者背叛你的人？
Who have walked away from your family?
或者离开你的人？
How will you be like the Heavenly Father who shows grace?
你怎样去向他们来表明天父的恩典？
So I want you to think of one person right now.
我想你现在就思考想一个人。
Maybe a person who's caused a lot of pain in your life.
或者这个人在你的生命里头对你造成很大的伤害。
Who you don't have a good relationship with.
你跟他的关系非常的差。
Who's walked away from you.
这个人离开了你。
Maybe it's your husband or wife.
或者这个人是你的先生，或者是你的太太。
Maybe it's your child or one of your parents.
或者这是你的儿子，甚至或者是你的父母。
Brother, sister.
你的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe it's someone at work.
或者这个人是你的同事。
Maybe someone you used to call a friend.
或者这是你曾经的朋友。
Someone who you don't have that healthy relationship with anymore.
就是这样一个，就是你不再有一个健康的关系的这样一个人。
I want you to picture them in your mind right now.
我想你现在闭上眼睛来想象一下。
Just take a moment to do that.
我们用一点点的时间来思考。
And I want you to think of how you can show them grace like our Heavenly Father would show them grace.
我希望你去思考一下你怎样去向这个人来表明恩典，就好像天父怎样向我们来表明恩典一样。
How can you show them love?
你怎么向他们表达你的爱？
How can you show them mercy?
仁慈。
How can you show them patience?
怎么去传达那个耐心？
How can you show them forgiveness?
还有这个宽恕。
And I just want you to, as you have that person pictured in your mind right now,
当你想到这样一个人的时候，
I want you to pray silently to God to help, to ask God to help you to show them grace.
当你想在思考的时候，我邀请你在内心里面做一个祷告，祷告神来帮助你怎样去再一次跟这些人，这个人来有更多的亲近或者饶恕。
So just pray a silent prayer and ask God for help.
我们就安静的祷告，求神来帮助。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you are our Father.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，你是我们的天父。
That you've never turned from us as your children.
你从不远离我们，拒绝我们。
That you show us grace.
你向我们表明你的恩典。
And I pray for every person in this room who has prayed for that one person that they thought about.
我为着我们当中每一个人，接着祷告，当他们内心里面有那么的一个人。
Would you help each of us be able to show grace?
求你帮助我们每一个都能够，向我们身边的人来表明你的恩典。
Help each person who has prayed to show more love.
帮助我们每一个人能够彰显更多的爱，
more mercy，
更多的仁慈，
more patience，
更多的耐心，
more forgiveness，
更多的宽恕，
and let relationships be restored，
好让我们能够重修那些已经坏掉的关系，
help forgiveness happen，
帮助我们饶恕，
and help people come home and be welcomed home。
帮助大家能够重新回到他们的家，也得到受到欢迎。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen. Amen.